We are living in the age of total incompetence, which is, of course, also the last chapter of a dying empire. But one of the characteristics of this age is that the people in charge, you know, the people who rigged the election, that's the one thing they're good at, is rigging elections and stealing votes and stuffing ballot boxes. They're good at that. But once they gain power, they are completely incompetent. They can't do basic math, and they can't think about cause and effect. So they don't understand consequences. They don't understand economics. They don't understand geopolitics or history or physics, for that matter. And this all becomes obvious when you look at how they try to deal with things like, you know, green energy. They think they can just shut down fossil fuels, and then they say, well, that will make everybody go green. And that's it. That's the limit of their thinking. That's their entire explanation. They don't have a step-by-step how to transition to green energy. It's just more along the lines of just shut down fossil fuels, and then, well, people will have no choice. And so right now, with energy shortages around the world, fossil fuel shortage, you know, because of the economic sanctions against Russia, a lot of these leftists are bragging that this is great. This is an opportunity. I mean, actor Mark Ruffalo was out there bragging about this. This is awesome. This is the opportunity to move everybody over to green energy. Of course, you'll starve to death because there won't be much food in the second half of this year because, you know, farming and tractors and combines and so on, they need diesel. And there's fertilizer needed to grow crops, and that comes from natural gas and so on. But see, the incompetent morons in charge, they don't think about those things, but they don't have any knowledge. They don't understand anything about anything. All they know how to do is print money, and they think that will solve every problem. So literally, when inflation is getting worse, their answer is print more money. Well, that will solve inflation. Just print money and hand it out to people so they can afford to pay the higher prices. Yeah. And, you know, it's economic suicide to keep printing money to deal with inflation because the inflation is caused by printing money. But leftists, they have this entire theory of money and finance called MMT, you know, magical money theory. And in magical money theory, they think that debt is good and that printing more money is the way to solve all the problems of the world. Just print more money. And of course, this is what they're doing. But as you and I know, the more money they print, the more they make problems worse, because the money printing puts power in the hands of the few who are the incompetent. And so they'll use money to do insane, crazy things that make no sense. Whereas in a private sector world where people actually had to earn the money, you know, honestly, through business or effort or work, that money would be used more wisely. But through MMT, when governments just print money, they throw it around at the dumbest ideas ever, like having racist grant programs just for transgenders, for example, or just for people who aren't white. You know, it's just like, wow, you really are racist. What happened to equal opportunity? But this is the way they operate. Or they'll spend, like right now, Biden just approved $33 billion to go to Ukraine. Well, Ukraine aid, but really that money goes to weapons manufacturers, which is very similar to what happened over the last 2 years with COVID, where they requested trillions of dollars in COVID aid, but actually that was just money that went to big pharma. So the drug companies got paid in COVID, just as the weapons companies are going to get paid during this war with Russia, or so-called conflict in Ukraine. But it's always the same thing. It's always print money, hand it out, and have a bunch of corruption, and then pretend like there are no consequences. Meanwhile, inflation is getting worse and worse all around you, but they have to continue to pretend like that's not happening, or that the inflation is Putin's fault somehow, even though the inflation began before February of 2022. You know, as I say, unless Putin has a magical time machine, he couldn't have caused all this inflation, unless you think he went back in time. But the age of incompetence is also characterized by all of this worship of biological delusions, you know, transgenderism, this whole idea that men can get pregnant and women might have a penis and someone who has ovaries might be a man. Nope, don't think so. So you have this utter incompetence that has infected the medical schools now. in medical schools now, they're teaching transgender delusional nonsense to the doctors, claiming that, hey, if a man comes in and wants to have his cervix examined, you know, he wants a OBGYN to look at his cervix, which, of course, he doesn't have, then you're supposed to, as a doctor, pretend like he has a cervix. Oh, sure, cervix is looking fine. It's all good. Yep, we're just looking at your cervix. You know, while you're flopping his balls from side to side, I guess. I mean, who knows? But it's all delusional insanity, just nonsense. But this is what the world has come to. So it has infested medicine, politics, academia, the sciences are all run by libtard lunatics now. Especially look at climate change. What is the number one issue that they claim with climate change is that carbon dioxide is a pollutant that's going to kill all the plants and all the animals and all the humans, that carbon dioxide is the world's worst evil. That is their position. And it is, of course, the complete opposite of that. Carbon dioxide is the molecule that, as you know, grows trees, turns the world green, produces food crops. Carbon dioxide is kind of like fertilizer for plants. I mean, it's an essential nutrient. It's a food for plants. If you don't have carbon dioxide, the whole earth turns brown and dies, and it goes into like a frozen ice ball. You'll have a lot of the world would be covered with ice without carbon dioxide, and human civilization would cease to exist, and all animals would die off, and all the plants would die off. That's what would happen if you remove CO2. But that's what the left is calling for. They want to remove all the CO2. And they just pretend that this is a good thing. I mean, they're building CO2 sequestration machines to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. And then when you realize that, you realize that this age of incompetence has given rise to the left-wing death cult. They're a death cult. Yes, they love to murder their babies, but they also want to kill off the planet by removing CO2 from the atmosphere and suffocating the entire biosphere, killing all trees, all forests, all plants, all grasses and food crops, killing off every living creature on planet Earth, except perhaps a few extremophiles, you know, microbes that can survive extreme conditions. So it's a death cult. And it's also an economic death cult, if you think about it, because printing more money will only result in the death of the fiat currency. But that appears to be what they want, or at least what they're driving toward, whether they realize it or not. They want to keep printing and printing and printing until the very end, until the whole system collapses. And that's exactly where it's going. It's going to collapse. The dollar will be worth zero. Even when it comes to food issues, think about it. What the powers that be want to accomplish is a mass poisoning of the food supply with pesticides and herbicides. They are all in favor of shutting down fossil fuels that allow us to create fertilizers that feed, via agricultural outputs, literally 4 billion people on this planet. Half the population depends on synthetic fertilizers. And without those fertilizers, those 4 billion people starve to death. But that seems to be okay with the radical left. Again, because they are a weird, kooky death cult. And they think that all their ideas are going to create a utopia when in reality they're going to create a total collapse and mass death across the board. They're a death cult. But in order to get to that death, they have to be sufficiently incompetent. They have to be in cognitive decline. And just look at the so-called president, Joe Biden. Of course, he's not the real president, never won the election. It was all rigged. But he likes to pretend like he's some big tough guy. He's, you know, mush for brains. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. Has no cognitive capabilities that are functioning whatsoever. But see, he is the perfect demonstration of the society over which he thinks that he rules. It is a society in cognitive decline. It's a society of a celebration of idiocy, where the universities now, they don't even pay attention to SAT scores in college admissions decisions. Now, it's all about, oh, are you a person of color? Are you a transgender? Are you progressive? Are you an illegal immigrant? And that's it. They don't pay any attention to test scores. You can get into a medical school now just by being transgender, you don't have to have any aptitude whatsoever in medicine. You can get into law school just by being the right color, the right minority, whatever. You don't have to have any aptitude in law. You don't even have to be able to read. They'll make you a lawyer if you are literally illiterate, which I know sounds like a contradiction, but it's true. You can be illiterate and be a lawyer in America today because they will invite you into the law school. You can be a scientist, a physicist. You could get any position in any university just by being transgender or, what do they call it, two-spirited, transsexual, bisexual, gay, whatever. There's actually a university in Canada that has invited for a new science position only people who are transgender, bisexual, or two-spirited. Everybody else need not apply, especially if you're white, but only minorities and transgenders and so on. And this is a, quote, science position. So in order to get the science position, you have to pretend to be something you are not. And again, it's the perfect example of what our world has become. The age of incompetence, the age of delusion, the age of collapse. Because when you have a society run by completely incompetent morons, you know, you have idiocracy. You have people who can't do anything. You have engineers who can't do math. You have lawyers who can't read. You have politicians who can't lead. And you just have widespread incompetence everywhere. And then that very quickly leads to total collapse, idiocracy style. And that's the world we're living in right now. And we're watching it, and it is truly incredible. It's absolutely astonishing. But that's what we're watching right now. And it's only going to accelerate. So don't expect any sanity to kick in anytime soon. This is only going to get worse for a while until the collapse actually takes over. And I don't know how far away that is, but it's probably not very far at this point. But that's the situation. That's where we are. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, trying to keep the world competent, informed, and prepared for what's coming. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care.